This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be joined by Josh Vernier. We'll get his thoughts on J.J. Piccolo's end of the season press conference. Here is J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of your Kansas City Royals, and here he is talking about what the plan is for the offseason.
You know, generally speaking, when you're looking at left field, right field, that's where you're thinking about. They're your power guys, you know, and we know this ballpark doesn't lend itself to homers, but it does lend itself to slug. So we've got to be more productive there. And that's where I think being optimistic about some of the guys that we have and looking at the experience they have, I think that's fine. Like we shouldn't be writing guys off because they're in their third year in the major leagues. It takes some years to become good major league hitters. Now, along the way, that doesn't mean what Q was able to do this year. You don't help them along. You help them succeed. You know, you don't put them in positions where they're going to fail. So if a left-handed hitter gets a left-handed pitcher, you want to have a right-handed side of that. And if that's how we have to go for the next year or two before guys really become everyday guys, that's the way we'll have to do it. But, you know, clearly, you know, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, you know, if Vinny doesn't get hurt, we got three guys over 100 RBIs. I think we would have been the only team in baseball that would have had three over 100 RBIs. They're carrying the lion's share of the offense and the production, and that's okay. So that should take more pressure off of the back end of the lineup. But again, the outfield is a spot that we need to be more productive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Rob, looking at where they got the bulk of their plate appearances by outfielders this past year, it was MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell, and Hunter Renfroe. Those are the three individuals they got the most ABs for this team. Among those three outfielders, they had 11 home runs this past season from those three individuals. Now, I understand what he's saying about this not being a park, that you're not going to hit a lot of home runs, and that is the expectations. Man, you got to be able to do some other stuff. You got to be able to have some extra base hits. You got to be able to hit at a high average. You got to be able to slug. I mean, all three of those individuals hit below 230 this past season. If you want to look at where there are very obvious places for improvement with the Kansas City Royals for next season, it is in one of those three outfield spots. I told you, heading into next year, I don't think you can have Mikel Garcia and MJ Melendez both start for you next year. Those guys are fine in a depth role coming off the bench, and they're on your 25-40-man roster. Perfectly fine if that's the case. But a problem for this team was once you got past 2 through 4, there was a little bit of a lull in the lineup. And when you dealt with some injuries and when you lost some of your key guys, the back half of your lineup was just not capable of carrying you. So I don't expect the Royals, they're not going out and signing Juan Soto, for example. That's not what the Royals are going to do this past season. But if you're willing to spend 3 for 45, 3 for 51, somewhere in that range, you'll be able to find a decent corner, whether it's infield bat or outfield bat, that you think could potentially help round out this lineup.
And the Royals tried this last year to an extent. Hunter Renfroe was brought in to be that guy, but he got hurt this year and did not hit the way they thought he'd hit. Now, that's just the nature of the market and the economics of baseball. Sometimes Royals are going to take swings and they are going to get guys like Hunter Renfroe, and Hunter Renfroe doesn't produce the way they thought. Michael Wacha was, they took a swing at another starting pitcher and they got a great starting pitcher. They took a swing at corner outfield and it didn't work. So I think you will probably see a move in that vein again in corner outfield, similar to Hunter Renfroe, but JJ is smart enough, the front office is smart enough, the team is smart to know, hey, you just learned last season with starting pitching, you can never have too much. So if that means another Renfroe type is signed just to another corner outfielder, keep taking swings.
Let me correct myself really quickly. I was reading the wrong column. I was reading triples. MJ Melendez had 17 home runs. Kyle Isbell had 8 home runs. Hunter Renfroe had 15 home runs. Not really a lot of RBI production from the bottom half of it. MJ Melendez had 17 home runs and had 44 RBIs this year. Kyle Isbell had 42 RBIs. Also, Hunter Renfroe had 52 again. All three of those individuals hit below 230. All three of them had an on-base percentage that was also below 300. You just didn't get a lot of offensive production from any of those three outfielders that got a majority of the ABs for your team. One more cut I want to play from JJ Piccolo before we're joined by our guy Josh Vernier. Here he is talking about offseason trades and now the Royals. They could possibly be a destination this offseason.
Very open-minded to it. If we're going to sustain success over a number of years, it's unrealistic to think that every player that puts on a Royals uniform that came out of our minor leagues system is going to play all 6 years and becomes a free agent. That doesn't mean we're necessarily wanting to do it. It just may be out of necessity, and a lot of that will just be dictated by the interest other clubs have, because you don't do it just to do it. You do it because you can add to your system, add to your major league team. So the value of the player and the interest that the other teams may have in the player is really going to dictate if and when and how that'll happen.
How much more attractive do you feel like this place will be to players that you want to acquire?
Well, just going through our experience last year, a lot of the free agents,
brought that to our attention. You know, you have a potential superstar on the field, so it's certainly going to help. It's not going to hurt. You know, when players reach free agency, you know, in my mind, they go through three phases. One, do I belong? Two, how do I stay? And then three, I want to win. You know, and that's when guys reach free agency, they're in that third stage. So they're going to want to go to places that they fit and they believe they can win. And then when you look at some of the foundation that's here right now, I would think we'd be attractive, and Bobby and Salvi would be two of the guys they'd be attracted to.
My good friend Gabe DeArmond always says this when it comes to recruiting. There are two kind of recruiting pitches. It is, we are bad and we need you to help make us good, or we are good, we need you to help us come be great. I think the Royals are in the second category. They had a very good season this past year, but I think it is obvious that there are a couple missing pieces that if the Royals want to take that jump and compete for the American League Central and be a legitimate player next year in the postseason, they're going to have to make one or two moves potentially this offseason to put themselves in that category. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Josh Vernier to get his thoughts on what we heard earlier today from J.J. Piccolo as he has his end of the season press conference. Vern, I'm sad that it's over, man.
The press conference?
The season is over. I'm hurt.
Yeah, well, that's baseball. As the late commissioner Bart Giamatti said, baseball will break your heart. It's designed to break your heart.
So you were at the press conference earlier today. What was the tone? What was the temperament? What was your biggest takeaway from what we heard earlier today?
Well, I think you just heard the tone and the temperament of the general manager. As far as the takeaway, you know, it's an end of the year press conference. You know, to me, it's a lot like an introductory press conference. You're not smart general managers are not going to overpromise, right? You're going to highlight the things in which you did well and acknowledge the aspects in which you hope to improve. But, you know, a 30-game improvement from 2023 to 2024, not much negativity inside the Swanee interview room inside Kauffman Stadium.
So looking at the outfielders from last year, they got the most ABs, MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell, Hunter Renfroe. Let's talk about MJ Melendez. I feel like this season we saw Bobby Witt take that next step. Vinny took that next step this year. I would say in a lot of ways Michael Massey also took a nice step, certainly was somebody that this offense could rely on for the final, you know, 30, 45 games of the season or so. What do you think has stopped MJ from taking that next leap? Do you think he'll be around for the Royals to allow him to do that?
Well, I disagree that he's somewhere behind a Michael Massey, right? What MJ Melendez did in the second half of last season, Michael Massey's never done. MJ Melendez has remained healthy for a full season. Vinny Pasquantino's never done that. Again, Bobby Witt Jr. is an MVP candidate and will be for the next decade plus. So, yeah, he made the jump to that MVP caliber. But, I would disagree that Massey made any sort of jump, that we saw something new from Vinny this year. This Vinny this year, to me, was the guy that we started to see last year prior to the shoulder injury. And the upside of MJ Melendez is still there. To me, you're a mid-market, small-market ball club. MJ Melendez is not the type of talent that Kansas City can let get away, right? He, in my opinion, still has 25, 30 home run power. He's, 25, about to turn 25? I think MJ Melendez certainly has a spot on the opening day roster for next year.
Looking at this team, I think one decision that the Royals tried to kind of make a move and it didn't work out, I think that's the Hunter Renfroe move. They were kind of counting on him to be some form of stability. You know, you go out, you make a move, you sign him, you're thinking that he's going to add to it. But, I mean, I would say it's just a problem that they had at the beginning of the season, and now that we close out the season, they still have the exact same problem despite paying Hunter Renfroe.
Yeah, and they're going to pay him again next year as well. He had a terrible month of April, no doubt about it. But once the calendar flipped to May, he was who he's been for the past 6-7 years of his big league career, and that is an extra base provider. Unfortunately, got hurt again at the in the second half of the season, and we didn't see him get hot again, and we obviously didn't see him much in October. But he has a player option, right? You know, you I heard JJ talking about, or you know, you presenting it as if Kansas City could be a destination now for free agents. I don't get that sense just yet. To me, Kansas City's a place where, yeah, playing with Bobby would be fun, but you got to pay me, right? I'm not taking any sort of a discount to go to Kansas City. To me, they're not that close to being the team of the next. They're not where Baltimore was last year, where you think, man, if I could just jump aboard that train, this is going to be a squad that's going to be winning this American League East for the next half decade. But yeah, to your overall point, yeah, if you're looking for an offensive improvement as far as thump this offseason, yeah, it's likely going to be a one-year contract with a player option for a second. It's going to be a guy that's not going to play every single day. I certainly wouldn't assume with Renfro and Isbell and Melendez all returning next season. Maybe they platoon with MJ and left for a while. Maybe they platoon with Renfro and right for a while. But an everyday bat, the kind of free agents that we saw last offseason, I'm not holding my breath for that.
Vern, do you think there's any chance that this organization is willing to spend the 3-for-45 to 3-for-41 for an outfield bat? Or do you think it's only that market you're talking about, a one-year deal with a very heavily favored player option for that player to come back for year two?
Yeah, I would lean towards the latter. The 3-for-45, 3-for-50, that's a guy that's going to hit in the middle of your lineup. Or at least, you know, 5, 6, 7 in your lineup and play just about every day. I don't see where anyone plays every single day, because who are we giving up on? Or who are the Royals giving up on? Massey or Michael? I'm not saying they play every day, but who are you giving up on where you're giving an everyday role to someone else? I don't see that spot in the field, and you know, I don't know if I see that spot even at designated hitter, unless you make a move this offseason and you part with one of these offensive pieces, one of these arms. You know, that's how you could open up some everyday at-bats. But again, an organization that broke off north of $100 million in free agent money this past offseason and obviously benefited from it. Lugo's making 15 again. I mentioned Renfro's coming back at a big number for the type of production that he's been putting out there. And the biggest loss isn't, the biggest hole to me is not in the offense. It's going to be in that spot that Michael Wacha is going to vacate in the rotation, because the only reason why this team was even competitive, the only reason why this team made it to October, was that starting pitching. You don't lose someone the caliber of Michael Wacha and think, all right, next man up. To offset the loss of a Michael Wacha, you're going to need a lot of internal improvement. So for as much as we want to look externally for the answer for the 2025 Kansas City Royals, it's likely internally. It's Michael, it's Massey, it's MJ, it's Brady, it's Marsh. It's the guys that we saw kind of put it together in the second half, the Bubich, the Daniel Lynches, guys that hopefully have taken this home stretch, this trip to October, and are going to use it as fuel and come back better than ever this February.
Vern, could you see a scenario in which one of those guys get traded? Could they package a MJ Melendez? Could they package a Brady Singer to go get what they want if they don't want to go out in free agency and spend big bucks?
Of course, of course. And they're going to have to do that consistently. Again, for as much as I know John Sherman would push back with the thought that the Royals are copying how Cleveland and Tampa and Milwaukee, how they go about winning consistently. And I'll give them this. You know, they do things somewhat different in Kansas City, like breaking Bobby Witt Jr. off $300 million. Haven't seen that in those other small market teams. But, the Royals can't stop. The way they built this team, trades, waiver claims, great free agent signings, some homegrown talent, that's what they need to do every single offseason, every single year. You need to win those waiver claims, win those trades. I remember being on with you when they signed Seth Lugo. We liked the deal, but we certainly didn't think they were going to come away with the guy that's going to make 33 starts with a 3 ERA and make it to his first All-Star game. Those are the type of home runs this team needs to hit damn near every year, whether it's a trade deadline deal like Cole Reagan's or it's a free agent signing like Seth Lugo. JJ can't stop if they want to win the way that they the way that John Sherman wants them to win, to be in the wild card conversation every single season. No, you have to be open to trading everyone. Outside of Bobby Witt Jr., you know, there are Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagans. There's no one that you're really tied to, right? Lucas Erceg, obviously, Hunter Harvey, guys that have a lot of control. But as far as, you know, extending them past their team control, you know, a Lugo or all of them, when they hit free agency, they're likely leaving Kansas City. Everybody but Bobby Witt Jr. So you're always ready to churn that talent and then bring in new faces, new arms, new bats.
Vern, what was it like to have Sunday off? I don't think you've had a Sunday off since that Cardinals series. They had that weird Friday, Saturday, and then they didn't play on Sunday. You don't get a whole lot of Sundays off from April until now.
Yeah, it was back-to-back. Royals had the previous Sunday off before returning home to take on the Yankees. It was a nice reason to sign back up for another few months of Red Zone. So, yeah, very nice. And now I'll have every Sunday off until, you know, April.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, man, I'm not sure the next time you're going to be on the show. I don't think we're going to get any more new Royals news for a while, man. Thanks a lot for hopping on today.
You said that on Friday. Talk to you again.
You know what, Vern? I forgot about the end of the season press conference. It's been a while since we've acknowledged that on this show. My apologies.
All good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.